Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
What's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right, this is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 330, recorded from the DeFauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing good, Mr. Klinsman. How you doing?
Not too bad. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
As we record, fireworks going off in the background here in the Kent County studios.
It's pretty loud here, too.
Is it? Parish. A lot of people. Yeah, now, what are the fireworks ordinances in Florida? Is it a free-for-all? Is it like New Hampshire where everything goes? Or is it...
For the most part, I don't know what the law is, but I don't see sheriffs busting chops.
Yeah, but like, can you buy the heavy-duty ones easily, or do you have to cross
state
lines?
Yeah. No, I think you can. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm watching people have like the Disney fireworks going
on. Oh, do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not like the little... Yeah, no, right. These are like the big
boys.
Yeah.
So Rhode Island, they have like the little ones that you could get, but like Pennsylvania has the big boys you could buy. Mm. And I know people go to like New Hampshire and Pennsylvania, and obviously it's illegal to bring them in, but I don't know that people really get in trouble for it. I heard something from Frank, and he heard something. So we're like third-hand information here. That there's going to be more injuries because of all the hand sanitizer people are using, and the alcohol on their hands is very flammable. So I don't know if that's true. I guess we'll find out, right?
Yeah, I don't know if these rednecks are putting hand sanitizers.
That's true. That
before they light in fireworks.
That Venn diagram, that crossover is not too big, you're saying?
No, I don't think
that
so.
That piece of the pie chart of people who use hand sanitizer and
also
maybe
light
off fireworks.
Maybe the elites in Soho or something, but yeah, in Paris, I don't think we have to worry about
not
that.
Too much hand sanitizer. No. You didn't really sell out of that down there?
No.
No, I see. What else is new, buddy?
Not much.
Played some golf this week,
Playing
I saw.
Played some golf, yep.
You had that lobster roll, which looked fantastic.
Yeah, I got to take Kristen over there tomorrow. It's the last day. It's a special usually every other week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're going to play golf or hit some balls or something? And then
yeah,
I haven't decided.
It's one of those like where I look and there's not a soul on the golf course, and I just say, I got to go out.
Now, you played with your cousin.
Yeah.
You guys both walked?
Yeah.
Nice. How was it?
It was nice.
Quick round? No one out
there? There was nobody around. He goes, this is ridiculous. He goes, I'm joining here next year. He goes, he said, you could take an AR-15 and just start spraying it, and you wouldn't hit a soul. I mean, there was one hole where you know Donald Ross, you know, you can see five holes from one.
Right.
And there wasn't a soul around. It was insane. Mm.
That is crazy. I played golf yesterday.
Where'd you play?
Rolling Greens.
How'd you play?
Terrible.
What happened?
I just can't hit the... I can't get off the tee.
What, were you just... Banana?
Yeah, everything. Just, like, you can't lose it, though. But you're just blocked out, so you're chipping out, and then you're trying to make it up, and then my short game was atrocious. So, I think through, like, the first four holes, I hit two greens, and I was six over.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So, I'm three putting twice, and then I'm making doubles on the other holes. So, that doesn't go well, does it?
No. Who'd you play with?
I play with Frank and Mike. Mike
DiCataldo. Oh, Mike DiCataldo?
Yeah, yep.
How is he? Is he any good?
He's not bad. He's like Steady Eddie. He's like got the real slow, like Freddie Couples, like smooth swing.
Yep.
And he hits it like 180 off the tee, but straight. And he's got like a decent short game. So he's that kind of guy that if you played in a match, you would be so frustrated. because mm-hmm. you bomb it by him by 80 yards, and then he's at the end. He's like, "Oh, I got a four there." And you're like, "How the hell did you get a four?"
Yeah, one right, of those right.
Guys, you know.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
Steady Eddie. It was good though. Slow. Oh, so slow there. So many people.
Was it?
Yeah, it was frustrating. But other than that, it wasn't too bad.
Did you do any pods?
Not too many pods on that one.
Swing?
Swing. Yeah, I got some of those out, but not the pods.
Roll.
Roll. Good roll. That's a good roll. Do you do those a lot out there? Do you do them when you play by yourself?
Yeah, sometimes I yeah. do, actually, yeah.
To who? To, like, your imaginary partner? Or to
yeah,
yourself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you just be walking down the fairway. Swing?
Yeah, swing.
Good swing parts. That's messed up.
Oh, I'm completely...
You have problems, don't you?
Oh, you knew that, though, didn't you?
That's true, yes.
Oh, good swing pods.
So let's go back to that lobster roll, though, because that mm-hmm. thing was ridiculous. First of all, I'm guessing on the menu in the clubhouse, $16.95.
No, it was $21.
Oh, that's a little up there, but not too yeah. bad. It was enormous, though.
It was, I mean, you had to squeeze it to eat. I mean,
absolutely enormous, yeah.
I don't mind paying $21 when it's just all meat.
For that, yeah.
They have, I mean, it's even falling all over the plate.
Yeah, because sometimes you get the lobster rolls. That's why I don't like to order them, because you never know what you're getting. Sometimes you mm-hmm. get, like, the hot dog bun. It's got, like, one little piece of claw meat and then a couple of knuckle meat in there, and that's it.
And this thing, it was on a bun, and it was like we talk about buns. It was lightly buttered and grilled. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
So it was soft and crunchy.
Now, see, I particularly like buttered lobster rolls. I don't like the cold mayonnaise one as much.
Okay.
I like
you like the
butter.
Connecticut?
Yeah, I like the Connecticut as opposed to the Maine. But
okay.
I both are good, but I prefer, if you give me, if I look at both, I'm going to go with the hot buttered.
Okay.
But that's just me. Are you more the Maine way, or do you not care?
Yeah, more the Maine way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, something about hot butter on lobster just talks to me. I think it brings me back to Christmas Eve in Connecticut.
Oh, I know.
Just pounds and pounds of butter on top of pounds and pounds of lobster meat.
You just take a big old plate that could barely fit a porterhouse and right. just load it with lobster and then a little bit of shrimp cocktail on the side.
Like, each serving we took was like $30 worth of lobster, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it was obscene, the amount. We'd just be sitting there. He'd be taking it out of the refrigerator, like, and just keep loading it up. Mm-hmm. And we'd just be sitting there watching him. Oh, when's that one going to be ready, Glenn? Oh, it needs another 5 minutes. All right, we'll just keep eating shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, we'll just have shrimp cocktail until that thing's done.
I didn't realize like how somebody, good we had it there, huh?
The meatballs were good, too. Somebody made out of the crock pot. That was
yeah,
always
the crock
a good
pot
filler.
Meatballs. That's a classic thing, isn't
yep.
it?
Yep, yep.
The crock pot meatballs. But the main that was the main attraction, though.
Oh, God, now my stomach's gurgling.
You're thinking about it, aren't you?
Oh, I love
it. Now you're definitely going to have to go back and get that.
Yeah, I think I do.
I'm not even a huge lobster guy.
I'm not either. Like, I normally won't eat it. I don't mind doing a surf and turf, like at Nakusi's.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, I'm not one who's like, oh, what's the 2-pound special going for today, Pods? What's market? Okay, right. I'll do one of those. I'm not usually one.
Yeah, I would never, like, get... Like, just a lobster. Like, if it comes with something, I'll have it. But I'll never order a lobster at a restaurant.
Right.
Like, the lobster special. Even the seafood joints here where it's not, like, super expensive, where you get, like, the boiled lobster with the potato and the corn on the cob. That's not my thing.
Sounds good. You're messing me up.
Yeah, I'm messing you up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's too much work for me, the whole lobster.
Yeah, it is.
I'm too lazy.
But some of these fancy restaurants, they crack it for it. They have
oh, that's
it all done
different,
for you.
Yeah. One of these days, next time I go to Twin Oaks, I'll get the lobster plate, the lobster salad. Have you ever gotten that there?
Oh, I saw it on YouTube.
It's so big, isn't it?
Oh, I saw it on YouTube. I'm like, that can't be real.
It's so much food. I might have to get that next time.
I haven't had it, Pods, but I did see a YouTube video.
YouTube on Twin Oaks.
So,
I like how
so soft.
The fact that you go to YouTube.com and type in Twin Oaks lobster salad plate. Is just messed up on its own. Or was it like a recommended video? Or did you
no,
search
I,
it up?
Yeah, I just think I typed Twin Oaks, and then they said that they were going to interview. It was like the food show or something.
Oh, on like one of the Joe local... Zito or something?
Yeah, exactly. It was him. Is he the one?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a food show?
Yeah, he's like got like the mustache, and he talks like
yes,
this.
Yes, yes,
Joe
yes, yes.
Zito here.
Yeah,
the
that's
TV
the one that
maitre
I found.
D. Yeah.
Yep.
He's sponsored by Gasparo's Wine.
Oh, Gasparo's. Mm-hmm. They're still around, huh?
Oh, yeah. There's like 7 of them.
Gasparo's Wine and Liquors.
Anyway, speaking of wine and liquor, would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Sure.
It's 4th of July, Bill. And today, I have the creme de la creme. I have a Bud Light in my hand, Billy.
Just a Bud Light?
Budweiser Light. Anheuser-Busch Brewery, St. Louis, Missouri. Let's see. What's the alcohol? It doesn't even have it on here. It doesn't need to. What's it, like 3.4 or something like that?
It's in the fours.
Is it four?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know, I don't really have to explain the Bud Light too much. One sip, everybody knows the rules. It's just a classic light American lager, isn't it, Bill?
It's a good beer.
You like it?
I do. It's my favorite.
I'm not going to say it's my favorite. I've come around on it. I used to really be averse to Bud Light, and I like Budweiser better, but Bud Light's growing on me a little bit.
Nothing better than a cold draft.
Oh, that is good. Draft is always better. Yes,
oh,
I
think
agree
so,
with that.
Yeah.
Then bottle, and then can.
Mm-hmm.
Can's the last, but, mm-hmm. you know, any port in a storm. In honor of you and in honor of America for July 4th, I'm going to say 7.4 for the Bud Light.
That's good. That's
a
solid
good score
right there.
For a beer snob like me, right?
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's not pretending to be anything else.
No.
It's pretending to be Bud Light.
That's
what
all
it
is.
And that's when it does a good job at being that.
Bud Light does a good job of being Bud Light.
Exactly. It's like McDonald's hamburgers. They're not trying to be something that you get at Capitol Grill. But when you get one of those quarter pounder with cheese and you bite into it, you know what you're having. Now, you're messed up about that now, too.
Yeah, because we were actually talking about fast food dirters.
Oh, who? You and Susie?
Yeah, we were going to Publix and there's a Burger King. And she's like, I have not had Burger King forever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I go, it's one of those, once again, where it sounds like a good idea until 2 hours later.
Oh,
and as we're walking through the parking lot, they were cooking them. And you know how you can smell
the smoke coming out? Yeah.
Yep. And I'm like, ooh, you're right. That smelled so good.
See,
like I said, I would put
Burger King way at the bottom of my fast food hierarchy.
See, I'm not a big McDonald's person, but I don't think there's anything better. When you said the quarter pounder, I like the double quarter pounder.
Well, sure. I mean, it's a half pound. That sounds good.
And just the way their cheese is melted, there's something about McDonald's.
So my fast food hierarchy, since we're talking about it, we might as well. We'll do it right now. For burgers, I'm still going to put McDonald's 1 just for classic, even though they're not probably technically the best, but consistency-wise, something about, I think the pickles. I think they just have the best pickles, and that pushes it over the edge for me. I'm going to do McDonald's 1, Wendy's 2, Burger King a distant 3.
Yeah, I think I might put Wendy's ahead.
You like Wendy's a little? Wendy's is good. Wendy's is really good. Don't get me
wrong. No, don't get me wrong. I'd still rather have a Five Guys or one of those, but we're
talking about the main three. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, if you bring in other places like Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell into the mix, I mean, that throws everything. Chick-fil-A
Correct.
Is still number one for me.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. I'm a big Taco Bell guy. I know it's just the worst absolute mud, but they have good hot sauces. I love their hot sauce packets.
Oh, I get like the fire, the hottest ones.
They have Diablo now. It's even hotter than fire.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not that much hotter, but it's
too habanero tasting though?
No, I think it's fine. I don't really notice the difference between that and the fire, to be honest, but it's good.
I haven't had the hell in years.
Oh, it's bad, isn't it? Like, Taco Bell is one of those meals that if you get it and you eat it in the car, you're not sure if you're going to make it home to use the bathroom. You laugh, but you know it's true.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's one of those where it's like you probably should wait till you're home to eat that because you might need to be within 50 feet of a toilet upon consuming it. You don't want that's not a gamble you want to take.
No, not when you're in a car. No.
Not in a car. That's a bad car meal, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I feel pretty confident in eating McDonald's at a beginning of a road trip. Like, it's not going to come liquid out of my bottom half. The McDonald's, but Taco Bell, I wouldn't want to eat that. Oh, we're heading off. We're going to go to New York City, 4-hour drive. Let's get some Taco Bell before we hit the road. That's a recipe for disaster.
A little hot chocolate in the front seat before you even get into the Connecticut border.
That's not good. Oh, that's bad. Well, on that note, maybe we should take a break. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Come on, show them what you're worth.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode number 330 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And what are we talking about this week? You have a bone to pick with Disney, don't you?
They just can't get out of their own way. They're like Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's getting bad. Speaking of, we're less than a week away, supposedly, from them reopening. Do you think they're going to pull the plug on this thing, or are they too far into it?
I don't know.
Just what do you think? What do you think?
Do they just do the PC? Do they just do the PC and say, we can't do it, Pods. We're just about everybody's safety.
I just don't know. I think they're too far into it.
Yeah, they're way too far into it.
They just have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, though, how much has changed since they announced. But besides that, just numbers-wise, whether or not it's how much worse it is down there, I just know that the numbers have totally flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if these numbers were going on like the week before they announced, they would have pushed it off till August probably, if not further. But I don't know how they could be solvent in doing that.
Yeah, they can't.
But are they going to make any money in the current structure of how they're reopening?
I don't know what their break even is. I have no clue.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know either. But more importantly, what happened? Give us the quick background of what went
on here. As you're well aware, tonight, a couple hours ago, we would have been checking into Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
We got that, you know, good deal for our anniversary. We're going to stay club level.
Now, define good deal.
Like high threes.
Oh, that's not bad for club
low
level?
Low fours, maybe? Yeah.
That's not bad. What, two nights you were going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And the resort's closed.
Mm-hmm.
Because the NBA's staying there.
Oh, okay. So there are resorts that are open.
Yeah, most of the all the DVCs are, but I don't know if regular beach club is closed. Stormalong Bay is closed.
Okay, completely.
So, I mean, there's nothing like paying $400 for a resort to, you know, to stay, go swimming at Stormalong Bay. Well, the quiet pools are open, Pods.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
That's okay, that's great. Yeah, so Yacht Club is closed. I mean, they got the fence around it like they do the Grand Floridian because that's where a bunch of NBA teams are staying.
Right. Which I don't even understand that whole concept. Like, I guess it's the bubble, right? They're talking about the bubble. Did you see that the NBA is paying Disney World $1.5 million a day?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's big money.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But go on. So you were supposed to be checking in on the 3rd, correct? Or tonight. Was it the 4th you were checking in?
Yeah, it was
going to
be Saturday, Sunday.
Check
out Monday.
Okay.
And it's it's been showing up on my app forever and forever. You know, do online check-in, blah, blah. I go, online check-in for what? Place is closed.
Like, if you showed up, they would have kicked you out.
Yeah.
They may have,
I wouldn't
like,
have gotten past the gate.
Right. But yet, your reservation was still there, and more importantly, your money was still there.
Correct.
Because did Chris pay in full, or did you...
No, because you just do the one-night deposit.
One night, that's right, yeah.
Or whatever, yeah, whatever, yeah. And I just wanted to see if they were going to cancel it, because this is staggering. Like, I can't figure this out. And I don't know if they were hoping, like, well, you can put me up at the All-Stars Pods and I'll, you know, just give me the difference back. I'm like,
right.
So then I get a voicemail saying, yeah, the resort that you're staying at is no longer open and we have other options, blah, blah, blah. So you can either give us a call or go online and modify your reservation. So I canceled it and I haven't seen a dime of that money yet.
Oh, really? So you did cancel it and it didn't get refunded yet?
Not yet.
That's not good.
No.
Very interesting. Because you would think that, like, they're usually pretty quick. I don't know how often you've had to cancel or modify, but...
I've never canceled, but I would think 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, it's usually the next business day. So when did you do it?
Well, I wanted to make sure I was within my 48 hours, you know, because I think you get dinged if you cancel, like, the day before.
So did you...
I think I canceled, like, Wednesday, I want to say. Yeah, I canceled Wednesday.
Yeah, so if you did Wednesday and then... So it's possible, because of the way the holiday fell... If you did it after business Wednesday.
And Friday could have been technically
Friday
a holiday.
Friday is technically a holiday. Yeah. You might not get it till Monday.
I mean, I'm not going to start calling them until next week. I'm not like paranoid or anything.
No, I know. It's not. Yeah, I understand, but it's just the principle of it.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
I would say if it's not there Monday, I would be confused. Like, I think it could be just a bad circumstance of when you did it because the I think the holiday is technically observed Friday.
Yep.
So that would be not a business day. And if you did it after business hours Wednesday, then Thursday wouldn't count. And then the next business day wouldn't be till Monday. So there's right. a chance they're still technically where they need to be. But it's still, yeah, I get what you're saying. But then on top of that, other things happened, mm-hmm. not just to you, to everybody. But it is kind of crazy that they, like, if you didn't physically cancel it, were they just going to charge you for staying?
I don't know.
Like, at a place you couldn't stay at.
That I couldn't stay at. You talk about bad press.
It would be like if you had, I can't even comprehend, like, I can't even compare it to anything. I guess if you made a reservation for a hotel opening night, and then it got pushed back, like, would they just charge you for that night?
Yeah, I know.
I don't think they could do that. It's amazing.
Isn't it?
How many people didn't actually cancel and just assumed Disney was going to cancel it? And yours was just a stay. Like, people had full-fledged vacations, you know?
Right.
I can't imagine. Maybe it waits till it passes to refund it, because obviously it's on them because they're not open. They're not able to honor the contract. It's not you, you know, that's not honoring the contract.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if there's fine print in there that says, you know, they can transfer you to an equal or different accommodation without notice and for the difference in the money. Like, if technically they could have pushed you over to Caribbean Beach and said, well, here's the extra $212 a night. And only, like, if you didn't show up, if they charged you $148 a night and took mm-hmm. it out, because technically you would have stayed over here for those two nights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's interesting. I mean, I'm glad you canceled it, obviously, but it would have been almost...
Yeah, I didn't really want to see what the fine print was.
What the alternative was, right. Yeah, but I almost wonder what would have... It would have been interesting, easy for me to say with your money, but interesting to see what would have happened had you let it ride, so to speak. If they just would have kept the money completely, the deposit, or, like, sent you an email saying, oh, by the way, this didn't happen, so here's your money back, or... I have no idea. That's nuts that it got that far, though.
I'm not the only one.
Oh, no, I can't imagine you are.
I mean, how many other people were staying at Yacht Club that weekend? A lot.
Yacht Club, anywhere. Because, only the DVCs are open.
Mm-hmm.
And even Grand Floridian, I know it's part of it's open, but I think the DVC section was the only part that's open, right?
Yeah, the regular resort, the NBA staying there, too. That's why they're fencing that whole thing right. off.
Can you imagine going there, even now, like, if you still were like, you know what, the hell with it, we'll stay, it's the Grand Floridian, then you go and, like, all the and pools and all the restaurants are fenced off.
Chain link fences around? It's like, what That's the hell? Nice, huh?
Yeah. I don't understand that.
Like, I mean, they got to keep the regular people away from the NBA because that's their bubble.
It's their bubble, but isn't that up to the, and like, I don't know. Like, couldn't you have a couple security guards there?
How the hell are you going to police people at the DVC or Poly walking around?
That's true. I don't know. Well, walking you're not allowed to walk around. You can't even go resort hopping right now.
Yeah,
right?
No.
I don't know. It's a mess. I don't know how they're half in. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, either do it or don't. Like, the way they have it set up now, it's like, oh, you can come give us your money, but then you can't do anything.
You can't do anything.
Like, you can't even go to your resort. Like, you couldn't just go to the bar in your resort.
No.
Like, you have to have reservation. I don't know. It's just nuts.
I heard that they have security at the resorts checking your My Disney Experience for your reservations.
That's messed up. I mean, I understand why they're doing it, but why open under those conditions? Just stay closed at that point.
I don't know the answer to that.
It's crazy. Yep. So the other thing they messed up outside of this was the Florida resident annual pass?
I don't know if it, yeah. Anybody who was on a monthly payment program, there was a, quote, computer glitch.
Oh, okay. That's good, right? So they probably didn't take the money out for the month or something like that?
So I look at my online credit card, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got two charges for $225.
Now, is that normally it's one for $225? Is that what you pay?
Normally, it's one for about $120.
Oh, okay.
We're about $65 a month.
Oh, so you got quadrupled.
Yeah.
Or more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So I'm like, so now I'm like doing the math.
That's like, 8 months six, worth, basically.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, so what did they start charging? Because they stopped charging back in, when they closed down in March.
Yeah, in March, sure.
So I'm like, okay, so they charge in March, April, May, June, like say 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, that I still don't understand it because I'm looking at my AP and my AP wasn't pushed out for 4 months. My AP expires April 2021.
Right.
Which is basically the same time it was going to expire. You know, we did the extra year, so it was going to, you know, so it's not like they added 4 months to this for the 4 months that they were closed. Like, what the hell would they do? What the hell did they do? And apparently they just said that there was a computer glitch and they charged people when they shouldn't have.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm, like, I'm not totally shocked that that happened because they're.
But I've never heard of anything, Bill. Like when you're a member at a club like we were last summer, you had a credit card on file. And whatever your charges were that month, they just held on your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd get a statement, and you know, I played 4 days at 4 days at $25 a cart fee, and I had two beers at $13. Okay, so my bill is $113 plus tax.
Right.
It wasn't $800.
Right. They didn't.
And then they came and said, "Oh, by the way, there was a little. I've never heard of a computer glitch where they go and take $450 of your dollars."
Like, the math doesn't even make sense.
The math, none of it makes sense.
Like, if they just double charged you, you could say, okay, they accidentally did it twice. They double charged.
What are they charging me for? They still haven't opened up.
Well, that's another good point. I'm just saying, like, if they had just charged you, if they were charging you all along and then this month they just double charged you by mistake, you could at least say, oh, they double charged me.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't have been charging you anything at this point.
No, there's been no communication because they said early July we were going to get a communication about what we want to do.
Well, there's your communication. Apparently, they want $450 from me.
Apparently, they're taking $450 from me.
There you go.
Yeah, like the math didn't. Nothing makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know what the hell's going on. And when did you read that article?
I browsed through it quickly. I didn't really go over it that close.
I mean, people's accounts are overdrawn.
Sure.
Like you. I mean, you know, people paycheck to paycheck, or they might have a little bit extra. Who the hell knows? Somebody might have gotten charged $600, $700, $800, depending on how many people they have in their family.
There's potential, and I wouldn't think it's crazy, that some people might just put a separate account for that and just put the right amount in per month. Like, you just have an account that they draw out of, like if it's your vacation account or whatever, if it's a separate checking or savings account that's just for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And you only had $200 in there because that's enough to cover your monthly, and then you just put it in the next time, and then all of a sudden $450, and then you get overdraft statements.
Yep.
Or you, like you said, you can't buy food for the week because you got overdrafted by $400.
People were commenting that they have bills to pay next week and they can't pay them. That's messed up.
That's not good.
That's really messed up.
Now, did they already refund it, or is it still just gone?
For me?
Yeah.
They took it on a Saturday.
So you're not getting it back until Monday at the soonest.
At the soonest. And I'm sure I'm going to have to make a phone call for that, too.
Well, maybe they'll send you a $25 Disney gift card for the trouble at the end of this.
Or maybe a few fast passes.
Yeah, right. That's great. That is nuts. That's like, I don't know how that is possible to even happen. Like you said, it's...
Like you would say, okay, we're opening July 11th. If you're a current AP and you want to close, these are the steps that you have to do. Or if you want to put it on, you know, freeze it or whatever. But come July 1st or July 11th, we're going to charge you your 1 month.
Right, 1 month.
That would be the... That would make sense, right?
Even if they charge, even without telling you, if they charge the 1 month by accident, like, okay, so they're restarting it. They should have told us or should have been a week later, but you could at least... explain it. You know what I mean? Like, if you got charged for your month in July, you'd probably still be pissed because it's like, oh, they didn't tell us. We can't even get in and they're charging us now.
Mm-hmm.
But then if they just came out and said, oh, we apologize, it was a week ahead of time, we were going to charge on the 11th when the parks reopened, but now we're doing it, we did it a week early by mistake, you'd still be scratching your head. But at least that you could say, okay, I could see maybe how that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I said, if you were getting charged all along and they double charged it, again, huge mistake, big problem, but you could maybe see how that could happen. But just an arbitrary number of $225 twice doesn't even make sense.
They ever half charge a bill? Is it ever in your favor?
No, well, I don't.
There was a computer glitch, Pods. We only charge Kristen and not you.
I mean, that never happens.
That's a good point, yeah. At least we don't hear about it. People don't report that to the news anyway.
Wow. Billy, they're a mess.
I don't know. Their IT department is garbage.
It's a disaster. You can't get into the frickin' parks.
Right, that's the other thing too.
I mean, I looked on the calendar.
Systems, yeah.
And you know, Kristen works, so we can't go until the weekend. We can't go to a weekend until October.
Hmm. So they're just gonna start charging your AP at that point. I'm canceling.
We're canceling our APs.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
There's no reason to have it.
You could buy it again next time you want to go.
Yeah, big deal. All right, so they give you the 15% off because they want you to keep having it, right?
Sure.
Well, if you do the math, if
I mean 15% off is 40 days.
Exactly. If mine expires on a March and we're not going to go until July, I'm better off just canceling it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right. If you're not going within that 40-day window, it's not worth it.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. I'm just like, I'm stunned.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, I feel like they took a lot of steps to try to do the right thing, like, publicly, and then behind the scenes, it's just a fire. Just a complete dumpster fire.
All they do is talk. You know, it's a talk, and then they serve you lousy food.
Right.
Well, we're nice people, though, Pods, and we were nice. We talked to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to just take their side to argue it, to just try to play devil's advocate, but I can't even come up with
it's
anything.
It's hard. Their quality standards is awful.
Like, I could maybe if it happened to one person, you could say, okay, somehow, some way, there was this crazy glitch. But to everybody or a majority of people,
mm-hmm.
Did they say it was every Florida pass holder?
It was anybody who's on a monthly payment plan.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And you guys have the highest, right?
Yep.
And so you have two people at the highest, and yours is about $70 a month, you said?
Yeah, 60 change. It's like, I don't know, 125, 130 a month for the two of us. So
total, all right.
Yeah,
so
somewhere in that.
So even if you have, I'm trying to think of how, you'd have to have like a family of eight to be charged $450 a month.
Yeah, something like that.
That's crazy. At the highest level. I don't know.
Let alone there's no park hopping. There's no water parks. So what the hell is my highest level getting?
Right, and I mean, that's even a whole nother conversation that we kind of touched on a few weeks ago, is you have the step up, which is, what, $100 more a year, something like that?
Yeah, it's a little more. I mainly get it for the no blackouts, so if I have family or friends that are
well, but even the next step down has no blackouts, it's just you can't do the water parks or Oak Trail or... Right, isn't that just the
yeah? I think
difference?
You're right. Yeah. Because we at least hit a water park. It's worth it just to go like once a year for the water park. So.
Yeah, because it's like $80 or $100 more or something.
Yeah,
like that. And then you did the Oak Trail a couple times, and
yeah,
I guess that's technically still open, so you could still get that.
Right,
it's probably about the only thing you could do. I don't know. It's tough to kind of try to defend them on this. Not that
I don't know
overdrafting, but just in general the way they've handled a lot of stuff. There's not a playbook for what they're doing, but it seems like they're doing it wrong.
Do you think people are pissed? I mean, do you have the hardcore who just throw a mask on and pay $800 a night to stay at a place that's fenced off and you can't walk around? I mean, you're always going to have them.
I guess. I
they
can't
give
imagine,
you the lousy meal and the lousy
service.
Those people
are the ones that want to go to the parks, though.
Right. But do you think there's a lot of people who are just like, I've had enough? Like, I wouldn't say hit bottom, but I'm getting there. It's like almost a free fall to the bottom right now.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that's like, is it worth it with the conditions that we have to do right now? Like, what you have to do to go into their property right now, even if you're not, like, mad at them, is it worth paying a premium to do what they're asking you to do?
And I get it. This thing's ridiculous. Nobody knows how to handle it. You know, everybody wants to blame finger point. This thing's so highly contagious. It's awful.
Right.
And I don't blame Disney. I mean, they're trying to keep people safe. We went out today because we actually went to the outlets because I needed sandals and this and that. And everybody's wearing face masks. I mean, I felt so safe there because everybody had a damn mask on.
Right.
And I understand
now, did they mandate it now in Florida?
Yeah, you know what? What did they? The state?
Yeah, or counties or whatever?
No. It's basically locally driven.
And most of the businesses want you to do it.
Public still doesn't do it, but a lot of the businesses there, right on the front door, it said face mask mandatory to enter and blah, blah, blah.
I don't have a problem with that. If the company wants you to do it, you know.
That's how it should be.
Right.
Like, I get it. Everybody, you know, the state should really mandate it, Pods, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you hear DeSantis saying, I can do it, but nobody's going to pay attention.
Right, it's up to
the did you see the COVID party in Tuscaloosa?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. You can't stop it, Bill.
Right.
You can't legislate stupidity.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, definitely.
I mean, it's impossible. You know, it's a suggestion. It should, I always think it should be a localized thing anyways, but...
But I don't have a problem if, like, Target says you can't come absolutely in without not. A mask and they kick you out if you're forced
I would
to
like,
wear one.
I would like it for Publix to institute that because we're there, too, and there are probably just 3 or 4 people who weren't wearing the masks.
Right. It's like, I mean, that's a whole separate topic, and I think we both agree on it, and it's just one of those things, and that's basically what Disney's doing. It's like, it's not mandatory in the state, but you can't come in if you don't wear one and keep it on while you're here.
I'm fine with that.
Yes, of course. It's their decision. They get to decide that.
And I personally don't want to participate in that. And I have that right. I don't have to go.
Well, that's right. Yes. Yeah,
I don't have to go and say, I'm not wearing my mask. I have the right not to go, and I'm not going to.
Right. And if you want to go to Publix, if they say you have to wear a mask, then you'll wear it to go, or you don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get delivery, or you get curbside pickup if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plenty of options to do it. And I know you're not, like, in that boat. You just don't want to go to Disney and wear a mask, which I understand.
Yeah, I just don't. It's just
like if you go if Publix tells you you have to wear a mask, you're going to put a mask on to go shopping.
Right.
Because you don't. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I agree.
And I think, too, as a local, I think I would maybe go to Disney because it's going to be so empty and I could just go boom, 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 and then get the heck out of there. But just the fact that I can't get in is foolish for me to pay.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Like, I can see more for you saying, I don't want to spend $4,000 on a trip that we're just not really going to enjoy. That's ridiculous.
I'd be miserable.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be so miserable.
But if you live down here, you might throw the mask on and take a ride up with me and go do Animal Kingdom, grab some lunch, and then head back home.
Sure. Yeah, I would do that. But then you see, like, rumors of people, like, saying, and I don't know how true it is, and you see things online and you wonder, and people are saying, oh, just bring a refillable mug and then you don't have to wear your mask. You just tell people you're drinking and just hold your mug the whole time as you're walking around.
Like, I think I'd rather wear a mask and hold something up to my face.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But it's like why? Whatever. And I know it sucks. It does suck wearing a mask. Don't get me wrong. Especially when it's hot. And I know it's a lot hotter in Florida than it is in a lot of places. And if you're outside, which you would be most of the time at Disney, it would suck to wear a mask the whole time. I don't doubt it. Like, if you had to wear a mask to play golf, I would not play golf.
No, I wouldn't either. And I heard that they have areas all over the parks, too, where you can take the mask off.
Right. And take a little break and whatever. So I understand. That's fine as well. But, like, I choose to play golf, and I know there's some risk in it. It's low, I think. I think it's low. But if the golf course I went to said, hey, listen, you got to wear a mask the whole time you're playing, I wouldn't yell at them. I would just say, okay, I'm not going to play
here. Yeah, I'm all set. I'm fine.
I'm all set. And I'm not going to throw a fit or have a say, oh, it's my right. I don't have to wear. You know, they're a private business. They could do whatever
they
want.
It is your right. It absolutely is your right, Potts.
Of course. But it's their right to tell you can't use their property.
Absolutely.
Well.
I don't want the state coming into my house and wear the mask. Where are your masks? I mean, it is my right not to wear one, but. Private business, Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
We all like private. Those people who all love private stuff are the ones who don't like that. If
That's
you understand
true.
What I'm trying
yeah,
to say.
No, I get you. I gotcha. Well, I don't know. You have anything else you want to add here about Disney's Follies or anything like that?
No.
You're at your wit's end with them, aren't you?
I just want to see them do the right thing for once. I don't want to have to follow up and say, "Can I have my money back?" That bugs me.
Yeah, that hotel thing is. I think the hotel is actually crazier than the computer glitch, as bad as the computer glitch is. I mean, it's worse, like PR wise, one hotel stay versus every person getting charged is obviously much worse, the charge, but. For you, where you're sitting, I'd be more baffled by the hotel than the overcharge.
Yeah,
because the overcharge, I don't think it's nefarious. It's amazing that it could even happen.
It's frightening that it could even happen.
It's frightening that it could happen. It's frustrating that it could happen. But the hotel charge, it's almost like if I didn't say something, I think they would have just kept the money and not done anything about it.
Right.
And I think that's like bordering on nefarious. Bordering on like, we'll take advantage of them if they forget to cancel.
Well, you know our policy, Pods.
Yeah.
That's something that you could easily win in a small claims court, though.
No, I know that. But how many people are going to do that? Like, if you happen to forget to cancel, like, what are the odds you're going to go to small claims court about it?
How the hell can they keep their money for something that's closed?
I agree. I just want, that's the, but see, that's why that one bothers me more, because I wonder if they were just saying, hey, if 4% of people forget to cancel, that's X amount of dollars for us.
You think they're that dirty?
I mean, it's in the contract, right? For resort only? Well, the resort's technically open. They could stay here. If they don't show up, it's on them. Like, I don't know. There's a small percent of me that feels like it could be. It could be intentional.
Wow.
A very small. Like, that's why that one bothers me more than the overcharge on the AP. Because the AP one's so stupid and so unexplainable that it can only be a mistake. Like, there's no way they could have thought they would even have a chance to get away with. Like, obviously, they couldn't have been doing it on purpose because they wouldn't have gotten away with it for a second. Whereas the resort one, some of those could slip through the cracks.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why it makes me think. And that's bad that I even think that, isn't it?
That is bad.
But that just goes back to them. If you even think it, that's a bad thing.
Could you imagine working in a call center right now?
Oh. Just the tongue lash. And these poor people working in the call center, it's like, I didn't take the money out. I mean,
There's no way I would kill these people. Now, if I don't get my money back from my resort, I'm going to be raising my voice. That's for damn sure.
But again, yes, I agree with that. But the AP thing, like these poor people in the call center just going to take a beating.
Oh, they're just going to get absolute beating. Hammered.
Because you know people are waiting on hold for 45 minutes, an hour. So they're just stewing. They're getting more mad.
Just for somebody to say, we can't refund you, it's not going to hit your account because it's a weekend, and right. Blah, blah, blah. And they're going to be screaming, make an exception, blah, blah, blah. I don't care if you have to drive a check to my house.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And you should get something in return other than your money returned.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
They're going to have to.
I would think.
This is bad.
And it's only a local thing, and I know that it's not going to like raise to national news, I don't think. Unless they really even fumble the response they have to it. It's Disney news, but I don't think it's probably on your local news, but I don't think it's going to like be,
you don't know,
you know, Fox News or CNN. They love Hammer and Disney. They do love Hammer and Disney.
They love to kill Hammer and Disney.
I guess it depends.
Boy, the place is, it's burning, isn't it?
It's not doing great. And now, you know, for all we know, the NBA might just back out completely.
I mean, I haven't heard a damn thing about Universal. They're just moving right along.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, you could say that, but they're so off the radar of people, like on the national level. Like, they're so far second fiddle, it doesn't matter what they do, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're handling it perfectly or poorly, like, you're not going to see national headlines like outbreak linked to Universal Studios Orlando.
Yeah, that's true.
But if one person comes back from a trip at Disney in 2 weeks and they test positive, it's going to be national news everywhere. Walt Disney World vacationer comes down with COVID after, you know, staying at Grand Floridian or something.
After Disney opens too early.
Right, exactly.
You know the headline.
Exactly. And I don't know why necessarily, because Universal is just as big. I mean,
as a numbers spike in Florida and Disney plans to reopen, three people caught the coronavirus.
Right, exactly. They're going to have 40,000 people show up the first day, and if they get two positive cases linked back to Disney World, it's going to be huge news, and they may shut the whole damn thing down.
What were you saying about the NBA not even showing up?
Oh, who knows? Like, with every, like, you see a lot of these players are starting to back out, and now Adam Silver's having second thoughts because of how bad, like, Florida is with positive cases right now. I don't know. I think there's still time for them to say, you know what, maybe we won't do this.
Boy, how would you like, speaking about backing out David Price, huh? How would you like to be that guy? What a teammate.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a teammate. He backed out.
Yeah.
Doesn't you know really what that's about. Me. You know what that's about.
About his paycheck.
It's about money.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, after that, considering the health of my family. So you back out, you weasel, as a team's trying to win something? You think his teammates like him?
I never really got that impression. Although it seemed like, I guess, like, the guys on the Red Sox liked him.
Yeah, right? They did. I'm just saying, if somebody backed out, you think they're going to? You're trying to go to war, and this guy's like, dude, I'm only going to make $4 million this year. I'm all set. I'd rather just sit at home.
Yeah.
For $4 million. I'm good, dude.
Yeah, it's messed up. It's not really a great situation to be in for the players, or, you know, you back out, you think you're doing the right thing. Obviously, he has his reasons. You know, I don't like him anyway, so I'm going to think that he's doing it for the wrong reasons, but that's neither here nor there.
No, that's dead, too. I mean, sports is like, who really missed sports? You have some of the NFL, I really hope it comes back, pause, but I mean, has anybody missed Major League Baseball, the NBA right now?
Not really.
You know what I missed?
The Masters.
Is what's on right now.
Yeah, golf.
It's actually back.
Right.
And they're doing such a great job.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing such a phenomenal job. It's the only sport that I missed and the only sport that I love to watch every weekend.
And it's perfect for them because it's not contact. You could stay kind of away from everybody.
Yep.
Seems like they're doing it as best they can. They're doing testing. Guys are withdrawing if they even think they could.
If they even close. Or I played with him last week and he just tested positive. I wasn't anywhere near him, but I'm going to do the right thing. It's fantastic. They're micing themselves up even though they don't want to do it.
Right.
Because who the hell wants that sticking off the back of your pants as you're. But they're doing everything right, aren't they?
Yeah. And then you got like the biggest, like you got Bryson out there. Just like taking over everything, just hitting it 350 in the air. Just a sideshow, a freak show out there.
He's a clown.
It's amazing.
I worry about him, man. Though he looks bigger than Lawrence Taylor. He might pop.
Yeah, he looks like he could pop if you like hit him with the pin.
I don't want to accuse anybody of doing certain things, but he doesn't look right. I mean,
he looks like he's done certain things. You're saying
he looks silly right now.
He's big.
And the thing with him, too, because I think about Tiger Woods. I don't know the longevity of this guy and what he's doing, but all he worries about is hitting the ball 350.
It's insane.
I mean, but that's like that's all he cares about.
I kind of respect it. Like, he's so crazy that he just decided he wanted to hit it further than anybody, and he just went out and did it. I don't know if it's going to translate to anything, but he decided that's what he was going to do. I mean, he's hitting par fives with 9 irons.
There was that hole at
Oh, at Hartford?
No, at Bay Hill.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we watched him hit a drive because we were going to follow somebody, and he was teeing off, so let's watch him. So it's the hole where they measure the driving distances.
Mm-hmm.
It's that hole that's all over water. It's a par five.
Yeah.
And I watch where he's position, right? I said he's going at the scoreboard over the water. Like everybody else was like maybe 20 degrees the other way.
Right.
To take part of the water out. And he went another 20 degrees like the other way, like toward the bigger part of the water. I'm like, he's going at that freaking scoreboard. I go, it looks like it's at least 310 to carry that water. I mean, it literally, that piece of water looked like the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, there's no way. You and I are hitting 5-iron this way and trying to make 6 and get the heck out of there with a dry ball. And he swings off out of his shoes like you know. And I mean, it landed in the middle of the fairway. I mean, he carried it 330. I think it was like 3. Oh, it was just stupid. Just stupid. What?
Like, we'd be lucky if we could get 2 shots to where he hit one. Like, it'd take a good drive and like a 6-iron for us to reach his drive.
It would be one, like, if it wasn't such a busy resort course and we were playing there and there was nobody behind, I'd say, hey, guys, the black tees are back here. Let's bring a couple of crap balls and see how far we can hit it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, Chambeau was like 80 yards past that. I mean.
Yeah, because you'd get it in like the middle of the water. It's like, oh, he carried that another 110 yards.
Yeah, he was like another 100 yards after. Oh, it's stupid.
All right, let's take a break. We're just talking nonsense now. Yeah, we are. We'll be right back.
Bryson DeChambeau is a thinker and a scientist, always looking to improve by simplifying. But before he had one swing plane or his irons were all one length, all his clubs had just one grip. Jumbo Max. More surface means more control. Jumbo Max super oversized grips are easier to hold. They improve stability, which leads to increased accuracy. To get your hands on them, go to JumboMax.com.
They're kind of a big deal.
All right, we're back from break. Just got through listening to episode number 330 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. That was a lot to digest there. We had a lot of information. A lot of weird little, I don't know, bookkeeping things to talk about with Disney.
Principles of financial, of corporate finance 101, Dr. Herbert. I mean,
you wonder if, like, when this is all said and done and you look back on this, if there's going to be, like, college courses taught about mishandling of things about this and the way that some things are happening right now. But this could just be, this could just totally fall off the radar. It might just be something that interests us and Disney fans, and it won't reach the level of, you know, a huge PR nightmare. But it's not good, like you said.
No.
If people are saying they can't pay their rent for the month, or they can't, you know, buy groceries, or they can't pay their electricity bill because of this.
I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of people who don't want to get back on the horse after this. Everything, just everything in general.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right now where I sit, I'm just going to wait and wait and wait. I don't have any desire to go anytime soon.
Right.
Even just to go play golf, like Gentleman's Trip, like I don't even have a desire to do that. Like I do to play golf, but I don't have a desire to go to Orlando and go to Disney and go to the restaurants and go play their golf courses. You know what I mean?
No, but you want to go down there to play golf.
Well, I do. I'd rather go stay at your house and go play your course.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Then go like, why go to Disney, and like, do you really want to go to the Grand Floridian Cafe at this point if they even let you go in?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's part of the appeal to going up there. I mean, as much as we have fun at the courses, like the courses aren't exceptional. You could find just as good or better courses all around Florida.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
It's where they are. And, like, the appeal of playing the Palm and the Magnolia is hearing all the sights and sounds and all that stuff, but the monorail's not going to be running. You're not going to hear the boats because the parks aren't going to be, you know, it's like, what's the point of it?
Yeah, I agree.
So, anyway, just a little more downer information there.
Debbie Downer show.
Debbie Downer, that's what we could tell.
All this was a factual show.
That's true.
And if it brings you down, well, tells you a lot about Disney right about now.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you see people on like Facebook like, oh, I got a reservation to go to Animal Kingdom the first day it's open. I'm crying right now. It's like, you really that miss it that much that you want to go in? And
isn't it crazy?
Like, go on like Expedition Everest?
I think I'm bad, but I guess I'm not.
Like, you couldn't, I don't know. Even if I was local, I don't think I'd want to go when it first opens. It's just like, it doesn't hit me that. Like, walking into Magic Kingdom with everyone wearing a mask, it doesn't seem like magical.
No.
To me.
No, it's not.
Yeah, come on into the tiki room. Make sure you're 9 feet apart from the person that's the party next to you. I'm going to have like caution tape roping things off. Seats on roller coasters will be roped yep. off.
And then you got the Larrys, who their only job is to break your chops.
Which is, I guess, fine, because like you said, it's a private business, and that's how they want to run it. They
that's what I'm saying, but that even adds another level to the misery, doesn't it?
Exactly. No, that's true. I don't know. Let's wrap this up before we really get depressed.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, search for WDW Beyond the Gates on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at WDWBTG. Our website is WDWBTG.com. You could email us info@WDWBTG.com, Gary@WDWBTG.com, and Mike@WDWBTG.com. And then our YouTube page, you can go to YouTube.com and search for WDW Beyond the Gates. We hit a big milestone, didn't we, Bill?
Actually, we hit a bigger milestone because we're at 101 subscribers. And now our next milestone we want to get to is 1,000. But the 100 was... I heard from other fellow YouTubers that is the hardest thing to hit is your first 100 subscribers.
Because you're starting from scratch.
So I said, okay, so maybe a family member created a Gmail account and liked us and we got up to 100. But the fact that 101 happened
So the 101 was very organic, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I get your drift.
Yep.
Very nice.
And yeah, if you do want to create 900 Gmail accounts and like the page, by all means do so.
That'd be fine. Yeah. I'm not necessarily going to say you should do it, but I'm not going to say you shouldn't do it. Put it that way. Maybe like five a piece would be fine. That's an easy way to start, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that'll grow.
You don't have to do 900, but
that'll
five
be like
or so.
Weeds in a garden before you know it, boom.
Yeah, it just spreads. All right, that's going to do it for episode number 330 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-N.